It's another Shooting USA podcast live from the Smith & Wesson booth, the 2013 NRA show. And big news from Smith & Wesson this year, launching the M&P 10. I've got Paul Pluff and Jim Scouten on the podcast.
It's big caliber time for the M&P rifle.
Hey, it brings it to a whole new level, and we're pretty excited about it.
Now, you've got a number of variations of the M&P 10 coming out, even before we begin to talk about the patents that have been applied for with the new features on this. So what we have is the standard AR configuration rifle, but it's an M&P.
It's an M&P.
And it's chambered in
308.
All right, so now we have a legitimate hunting rifle for anything in North America, do we not?
We do. I mean, it's a big steel gun if you want to go down that route, and even more, it puts us squarely into a hunting market with that MSRs, and it makes it a legitimate gun. And it continues to grow that sporting market for the MSRs in the hunting. And we're just really excited about it.
Now, this was kind of a soft launch at the SHOT Show. It was there, but nobody was saying much of anything about it. Now, this is the featured product at the NRA show, is it not?
Oh, yeah. And this is a perfect place to have our coming out party for this thing. I mean, we're here in Houston. We got a bunch of shooting enthusiasts NRA members, and this is the place to do it.
Well, it's been exciting for me to see this rifle behind the scenes ahead of this and learn some of the things that have gone into it. And I think Smith & Wesson was positioned nicely with this, knowing what we know, building the M&P 15s for a number of years, what features we wanted to put into this one. And the big one that I like is true ambidextrous control.
Yeah, I mean, that is what really separates us apart from all the others out there, is the fact that we took that extra effort to make a fully ambidextrous, and that's the safety lever, the bolt release, and the magazine release on both the left hand and the right hand side. And it really makes a difference when you're shooting the gun. And I don't think a lot of people realize that when you have that opportunity to do that, how quickly you can manipulate the controls, whether you're left-handed or right-handed, you find yourself using one side or the other for one specific thing or the other.
Right? I have to tell you, when it came in, and John's pretty much our AR-type modern sporting rifle specialist in-house, and he's looking at the test gun when it came in, and all of a sudden I hear some yelling down at the end in the gun room, and it's like, these features aren't add-ons. This is designed in, and you really...
Right.
We're knocked out.
You know, machined into the receiver and dedicated parts, and that's not available elsewhere. I really, really like that.
No, only in the M&P 10, and we specifically wanted to do that. We wanted to have a fully ambidextrous gun control on it, and that's when we decided to design it and manufacture it. That's what we went for, and that's what we came up with.
Now, when we started to work with that rifle, the first one we had was the black rifle that takes standard capacity magazines, right. Has a flash hider on the end, and I'm looking at the data that you guys sent in with the rifle, and there are patents applied for from one end to the other, and the first is the flash hider.
Well, actually, it's not a patent pin anymore. It is a patent. That's a Smith & Wesson patent flash hider.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great news for us. But it's pretty unique when you look at it. When you look at the tip of it and you see those little holes in the front along with the normal flash hider, it does a couple of different things. And what it does is it eliminates the secondary flash. Mm-hmm. And most people don't think about that in a flash hider. But if you were to shoot off a standard gun with a normal flash hider on it, you have the first initial big flash. And that's what most flash hiders control. But what you don't see, unless you're watching in slow motion, is you have a secondary flash. And it's a little bit smaller in nature. But the design of it actually eliminates that secondary flash, so it makes it even more effective. The other thing it does is it pushes all the gases and all the sounds forward of the shooter.
Right.
So it makes a big difference shooting that gun.
All right. The other thing, which, and again, by the way, the flash hider is not on the camo version.
It is not.
That's shipped with a 5-round magazine, which is specifically intended for hunting.
That is correct.
But the other patented features, or patent applied for, you'll have to tell me, maybe you got it since I read about it, are the buffers between the upper and the lower.
Receiver buffers.
We call them anti-play buffers. Mm-hmm. And it's something that's you pick up most AR-10s with that bigger platform frame. And the receivers don't change a lot going from that. So what you end up with is you get a little bit of play between that upper receiver in that lower frame area. And so what we wanted to do is we wanted, obviously, to make this gun as accurate as we could, make it be the most dependable rifle out there. So we wanted to take that little bit of play out there. And so we actually have built-in buffers into the frame that takes out that play.
Mm-hmm.
And it does make a big difference.
And not only does it eliminate play, but it quiets the rifle, especially in a hunting environment.
Absolutely.
And it can have any kind of a rattling sound or anything like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. It makes a big difference.
I will tell you this. We drove our primary photographer crazy trying to photograph the things after we found them. So we're pointing at them in the video with little pencil points. But they're there, and they absolutely work.
Yeah, they are discreet. Most people aren't going to notice them at first, but it's one of the things that we have that a patent pending on. That one has not been locked down yet. But it's one of those unique features of the gun that's different than everybody else's, too.
Right.
And
all right,
really works.
We got everybody excited about this. What's the basic suggested retail on this rifle?
Depending on what you get, they're going to really run anywhere retail $1,450 on up to just under $1,700.
All right, and you know we're going to get angry notes, angry emails if we don't tell them whether they can get one. How's production on this M&P 10?
Production is a pretty interesting thing. Smith & Wesson has, in the last year and a half, we have really ramped up. We've done a lot of hiring, brought a lot of equipment in. But at the end of the day, you can't build them fast enough. And we are building them every day. They're available. We're shipping them every day. All I can tell people is if that's something you want, order it and order it soon, and make sure your dealer's ordering from a couple different wholesalers.
So we've heard that in a couple of cases, but you got to find a competent Smith & Wesson authorized dealer. Tell him what you want, and he will acknowledge that he does know it exists and put the order in and hang on and hope. So.
Yeah, I mean, they're out there. You just, you know, the marketplace right now, they're selling so fast. You just got to don't wait for one to show up. Put your order in.
Well, based on what we know, being inside the factory when we were up for indoor nationals, it's not for lack of production. I mean, I watched 50 rifles get put together in a matter of about 15 minutes and get put in boxes, and we watched pallets and pallets of guns going into the storage area and out the door. So it's a demand situation right now, but they are making guns at full capacity.
Yeah, and we are. And everybody is very, very busy at Smith & Wesson, as you noticed. So,
yep.
And everybody takes it serious. We all want to fill the market and serve the customers.
Yep.
All right, so that's the message. No angry emails, people. They are making them as fast as they possibly can.
They'll be there.
They're staying up nights to make them. Paul Plouffe, Director of Marketing Services from Smith & Wesson,
yep,
on the new M&P 10.
Big news. Exciting stuff. Thanks, Paul.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, guys.